The San Jose Sharks Audio Network is on 24 hours a day. Whether you're in the office or on the go, make sure that you download the Sharks SAP Center app and hit listen anytime. You can also find us on your computer by going to sjsharks.com/listen. If it's a game broadcast, breaking news, or a player feature, the place to find it is right here on the San Jose Sharks Audio Network.
Now, stand by for Barracuda Bonus. The San Jose Barracuda present Barracuda Bonus, a final in-depth look at tonight's action.
The Barracuda never trailed tonight, but they just had trouble putting away the Condors. But a third period goal from Andrew Podorolski turns out to be the difference as the Barracuda pick up a 4-3 road win against Bakersfield. Second win against the Condors in five attempts. They snap a five-game skid away from TechCU Arena and pick up their first win on this road trip. They are now 9-11, 1-1 away from home. And their overall record stands at 25-16. 2-3. They are up to 55 points and a point behind Coachella Valley for the fourth spot in the Pacific. Meanwhile, Bakersfield has now dropped back-to-back in regulation as they close out their six-game homestand. Their record stands at 20-17-5-2. They stay put at 47 points in the Pacific. Tucson did lose in a shootout, so the Roadrunners are within a point, but Bakersfield still holding on to that final playoff spot in the AHL's Pacific Division. Let's recap this one. The Barracuda and Condors, a hard-fought start to the hockey game, but it wouldn't be until the 18:23 mark that we'd see our first goal. Each team was called for a minor penalty late in the first period, leading to 4-on-4 time. And during that period, the Barracuda would jump out to a 1-0 lead on a goal by Daniil Gushchin, his 13th of the year. Line. Griffith gives it away, intercepted by Beeston. He's got some real estate up the right wing side. We're waiting to hear the announcement from the PA announcer. Gushchin now threatening, shoots, he scores! He beats Olivier Rodrigue, glove side, and with 1:37 left in the opening period, Daniil Gushchin has opened up the scoring. So Gushchin gets the Barracuda on the board in the late stages of the first period, but the Barracuda would take a minor penalty moments later, and just 50 seconds after the Gushchin goal, Connor Carrick would blast home his 10th of the year and fourth against San Jose to tie up the score. The tying goal for Bakersfield off the stick of Carrick comes at 19:13. 54.2 seconds left in the period. Condors will be on the power play for the rest of the frame unless they can score. Griffith, Carrick loads up and scores. That was quick. We're tied at 1-1. Carrick continues to enjoy playing. The Barracuda scored twice the last time these teams met up. As he blasts it past Askarov, left side. Bakersfield would outshoot the Barracuda in the first 9-7. They would go on the only two power plays in the opening period. They would go 1-for-2 on the advantage, and we would skate into the intermission tied at 1-1. In the second, the Barracuda will go on to their first power play. The goal scorer late in the first from Bakersfield, Carrick, he would be called for interference at 2:52, and on the ensuing power play, Luca Cagnoni would make it points in five straight, 6 points during that stretch, all coming on the power play as he would pot his 8th power play goal of the year, and for Cagnoni, his 12th overall goal of the season would give the Barracuda a 2-1 lead at the time. Falling down, he got it left side. Podorolski works down the wall, lays it back up high for Cagnoni. Cagnoni for Podorolski. Podorolski right flank scanning the ice, back up high to the point. Cagnoni, quick catcher to release it, tip through, they score! A point shot from Cagnoni. I think it might be his goal. It certainly changed direction. Did somebody tip it is the question. Cagnoni leads the celebration fist bump line. It's a power play goal, and the Barracuda have their lead back. They lead it 2-1. For Cagnoni, he is now up to 12 on the year in the Barracuda at the time. It wouldn't last long as Bakersfield was scored just 23 seconds later. Phil Kemp tying it up at 2-2. And the Barracuda answer back. So it's a 2-1 lead now for San Jose. And now the Condors answer right back. So just like the first goal, Bakersfield waits 50 seconds and they come right back again. Phil Kemp finds the back of the net. So Bakersfield once again tying the score quickly. So level at 2-2. The second period was winding down when the Cuda would once again go back on top. A strong forecheck leads to the puck on the stick of Anthony Vincent, and he puts it home to give the Barracuda a 3-2 lead. Time the goal for Vincent at 18:41 of the second, his eighth of the year. Ball, and Robois skates over the red line, directs it right corner. Turnover forced by the Cuda. There's a chance for Vincent. He scores! Oh, the forecheck combination of Severin and Vincent. It's put home, and late in the second period, the Barracuda go back up by one. Great effort from that combo of Vincent and Severin. Barracuda take a 3-2 lead. They carry that lead into the second intermission. But the Condors all night long would not go away. And at 9:01 of period number three, Matt Savoy, former top 10 pick of the Buffalo Sabres, would snap one past a screened Askarov short side to tie the score up at 3-3. But the Barracuda would answer back as they continued to do themselves. Just a couple of minutes later at 11:10, Andrew Podorolski, somewhat of an innocent shot from atop the left circle, would beat Rodriguez short side under the right arm. Podorolski's 19th of the year would turn out to be the game winner. Wraps around the boards, and the Condors will look to break out of their own zone. They will. It's flicked deep into the Barracuda end. Savoy gets inside of Frisch, centered in front for Hamblin. Couldn't get the shot off, and now here come the Barracuda in transition. Pitlick over the line, left wing side, drops it for Podorolski, pulls up top of the circle. Podorolski rips it on net. He scores! It beats Rodriguez under the right arm, short side. And the Barracuda go back up by a goal. Good to have number 22 back in the lineup. Missed the last four games while on recall. And then he got a couple of days off to rest. Didn't play in either game in Colorado. He returns. He scores his team-leading 19th goal of the year from Rem Pitlick in his Barracuda debut. And Colin Graf, who also returned back to the Cuda on reassignment from the National Hockey League. Yaroslav Askarov closed the door after that point in the third. He would have to make 11 saves on 12 shots. Picks up his 10th win of the year. The losing goaltender, Olivier Rodriguez, first blemish against San Jose in three games this year. He is now 2-1 against the Barracuda. Askarov improves to 10-7-1 with the win. Rodriguez drops now to 14-10-4 on the season. Barracuda improved to 25-16-2-3. Condors dropped to 20-17-5-2. Barracuda inch within a point of the Coachella Valley Firebirds for the fourth spot in the Pacific Division. Barracuda snap a five-game road losing streak. They were 0-4-1 over the last five. First win on this four-game road trip that closes out tomorrow in San Diego. Final shots, 28-25 in favor of Bakersfield. Barracuda go 1-for-2 on the power play. Condors go 1-for-3 on the advantage. Game link tonight, 2 hours and 28 minutes, 5,346 sod here at the Mechanics Bank Arena. Let's go over our three stars. The number three star, Daniil Gushchin, 4 goals in his last 4 games. He opened up the scoring late in the first. Gushchin finished with a goal, an assist, a +1 rating, and 4 shots on net. He is the number three star. The number two star, Matt Savoy, had the tying goal in the third. Man, he had a great chance late to tie it up again, but it just skipped over his blade. He's the number two star, though. Savoy finishes the game with a 1-1 goal and assist, 2 shots on net. The number one star, Andrew Podorolski, picks up the game winner, also had an assist, a +1 rating, 2 shots on net. He, who came into the game, Podorolski, leading the AHL in scoring, is now up to 47 points on the year. Barracuda and Condors turn right back around tomorrow. San Jose travels to San Diego. Bakersfield will be in Coachella Valley tomorrow to take on the Firebirds. We'll, of course, keep our eye on that in the highly and tightly contested AHL Pacific Division. Our pregame coverage starts at 4:30 tomorrow on the Sharks Audio Network, and you can watch, of course, on AHL TV on Flow Hockey. That does it for our broadcast coverage here in Bakersfield. The Barracuda hold off the Condors for a 4-3 win, their second win against Bakersfield this year. They snap a skid on the road. They'll look to split this four-game road trip. They've got a chance to do it tomorrow in San Diego against the Goals. Again, pregame coverage starts at 4:30 tomorrow. Look forward to talking to you all then. We'd like to thank everybody who tuned in tonight, whether they watched or listened. We certainly do appreciate it, and we hope you join us again tomorrow from San Diego in the Pechanga Arena. Until tomorrow, I'm Nick Nolenberger saying so long and good night from the Mechanics Bank Arena in Bakersfield. Ready. We'll be right back.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey. This podcast has been a presentation of the San Jose Barracuda, proud AHL affiliate of the San Jose Sharks.